Matron Halach HaMafkid. Just to end Perik HaMafkid with one Ha'ara. And that is, when we learned some of the sugyas of Shomer Pekodin in the end of Bava Kamma, so we mentioned a Dover Nifla, that it says in the Sefer Tzroir HaMor in Parashas Mishpatim. So the Mechaber of the Sefer Tzroir HaMor was Reb Avram Sabo. He was one of the Megorshei Svarad. And he was one of the great, great Geonim of the 15th and 16th century, wrote many, many Svarim. His most famous Sefer is the Tzroir HaMor al HaTayr. So in Parashas Mishpatim, when the Torah talks about the Shomrim, says the Tzroir HaMor, quote, V'chein ein laharuch b'zois ha-parsha. I don't think that I have to be mayrich in the parsha of the Shomrim. L'fi shehim b'fureshes b'divrei ha-mefarshim, v'apoyskim b'dinei nezikim b'chavolois, b'dinei Shomrim. Learn Perek HaMafkid. You want to know about the Dalet Shomrim? Right. Do what we just did for the last 10 days. Elo, shebedim pikodin, as it relates to a pikodin, ech toiv l'cho masha kosvu b'sisri ha-toyr. I want to tell you what it says in Sisri ha-toyr. What it says in Teirus Asoy. Ki misha mesimim b'yodi pikodin lishma. So it says the Tzor Amar Rebbe Avram Sab, that if somebody takes a pikodin and he gives it to someone to watch, tzorich l'achzer ha-pikodin l'baylov. The Shomer Pekodin has to return the Pekodin. And he shouldn't keep it for himself, regardless of what claim he feels he has towards this Pekodin. And even if this Bala Pekodin owes him money because of some other cheshbon, he's not allowed to keep it. He should return the Pekodin, then afterwards sue him and try to get back whatever is yours. The Chayin Hiskim Muktzasa Mefarshim, and the Tzora Mar says that what I'm telling you based on Sisrei Torah, you should know some of the Mefarshim even write this, V'hudin Yashna, and it's the appropriate thing. V'afal Bishayich Cholkin. But says the Tzora, even though people that are Chayin, the people that are, what do you mean? If I'm a Shomer Pekodin and you owe me money, so Mehechatesi, I should give you back the Pekodin. This is the easiest thing in the world. I might as well keep the Pekodin for myself and whatever. It seems reasonable. There are people that hold that way. But the emes, as in the Torah, so emes is machria. V'akadosh, Rav Shimon bar Yochai zuchenu l'vracha shekasav kein, in the Zohar, in the parashas b'midbar, tzav kuf yot ha-samad aleph, ala pasuk b'yodcha afkid ruchi, what did he write? Shnetzorich ha-odom l'hafkid nishmosoi b'yad Hashem b'layla. That a person has to take his neshama, and he has to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at night, as a pekodin. Be'inyin. Because if you do that, if you do that, you can have the assurity, you have the faith and the betochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return the begotten. And even though it's poshet, that when you give your neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no shaila in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tfiyah on your neshama mimakim acher, but Hashem lo yakvenu, but the Eibishter is going to give it to you. Why? Because you gave it to him as a pekod. V'zeu, and that's the pasuk. Padisa oisi Hashem kel emes. So it's biyodcha afkid ruchi. And what's the hemshich? Padisa oisi Hashem kel emes. Hechzartoli nishmasi. You know why? Lefisha ato kel emes. And being that I gave you a pekod, and even though you have a tfi on this pekod and makam acher, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not going to hold it back. V'chein yesh l'chol adam lasois im yeh pekod and biyodem mechaveroi shnelo yakvenu b'choivoi el sheyeh. Therefore, a person before he goes to sleep at night, he should say the words, "Biyotcha afkid ruchi balayla." So says the Tzora Amor, Dover Nifla. He says, as it relates to Teresh Baal Peh, as it relates to Teresh HaNigla, with regards to the sugi of the Shomrim, I'm writing a pirish on Parashas Mishpatim. What do you want me to do? I should write a pirish on a mafkid now. So go learn the sugis of a mafkid, learn Perkashoy, learn all the different sugis in Shas that talk about these din. But I'll tell you something that it says in Sisrei Torah. And in Sisrei Torah, it says that if a person has a pekodin, always give it back. And even if this person who's pekodin you're watching, you technically have a claim against, we're in Hilchas Chayshe Mishpat, maybe it's something you can do, but you shouldn't. Yachriya ha-emes. Do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Because every single night, when a person goes to sleep, he takes his neshama and he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekodin. And that's why he says, V'alken yeshloima biyodcha afkid ruchi. Because when you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pekodin, there's a haftocha of padisa oisni Hashem kelemes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kelemes, he's going to return the pekodin. And even though he has a tefiyah b'makom acher, it's neither here nor there. It's not going to impact what he does. And it's for that reason, says the Tzora Amor, we should do the same thing. Now this Zohar that the Tzura Amar quotes, it's in Parshas Bamidbar, it's Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, it's above my pay grade, but just some of the words of what's happening over here. Omer Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza said, Ksiv, it says, B'yodcha Avkid Ruchi, Podis No'isi Hashem Kel Emes, Haikra Islei Le'istaklobe. So this Pasuk needs his boyness. Chamisun Man Da'avki B'yod Adam Al-Kamidi, because did you ever see a person give a Melech a Pekodin? What does that mean? B'yodcha Avkid Ruchi, you're giving a Kadosh Baruch a Pekodin? What does it even mean? So I'm skipping a little bit. Tochazi, said Rab Elazar, Kivon the Olelio, as soon as it becomes night, Ilono de Muso Shalit Ba'al. So there was the Eitz Achayim that's mentioned in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, but at night there's a Eitz of Moves that's Shoilot in the world. The Ilona de Chayim and the Eitz Achayim is Stalik Le'elo Le'elo. It goes away Le'elo Le'elo. The Kivon the Ilona de Muso Shalit Ba'al Bilchaydor. Being that the only Koyach that's being Shoilot in the world at that point is the Ilon of Moves, Kol Bnei Alma Toa Min Tam de Musa. It's for that reason that every person in the world is Toyim Tam of Misa. My Taimo Begin Dahu Ilon Agar. It's because of this Elon. Incidentally, we know that Shina, sleep, is 1/60th of Misa. It sounds a little bit from the Zohar. It's Laila. It's not even Shina. But either way, says the Zohar Vayta, Ubarnash boi la'akdoma ulemifkut biyodei nafshi bepektoim. It's for that reason, a person at night, a person before he goes to sleep, what he needs to do is, he has to take his neshama, and he has to give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu as a pekodim. Ki pektoim de barnash, diyod pektoim de lacher. Like in Perek HaMafkid, literally. It's like a mushel. Like a person takes the pekod and he gives it to someone else to watch. Will you be a chandachin? Right, that's the thing. That's what you're supposed to do. Because if you're going to give your neshama as a pekod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what will emerge is that even though you're chayiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yasir me'ahu pektoinu, more than the value of the pekod, love kedai l'sachad obey. You have nothing to worry about because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do anything. And you know why Kadosh Baruch is not going to do anything? Because if you give a pekodin to somebody else, and that person really has a claim on you, he's not going to do anything. And it's for that reason, this is the mahalach of pektoinus. Azoy fit an ish emes when it comes to a pekodin. And that's, in fact, says the Zohar. V'i yisarev, if somebody gives you a pekodin, and you hold it back because he owes Vaday Nivdak Abasre, we have to be Boydik as Yichis, the Lab Mizar, Kadishu, the Lab Mibnei Mehem Nusa. Because this is the way it works with Pictoinus. You give me Pekodin, I give it back to you. No ifs, buts, or whens. No questions asked. I owe you money, I have a cheshbon, we're in court anyways. That's not the way it is. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu's a KLM, that's the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And that's this Indian of Biyotcha Av Kidruchi Padisi Oisi Hashem KLM. And at Belilo, when this Indian of Misa that's been shailed so strongly on the world says the Zohar HaKadosh, what you do is you mafkid your neshama by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you're mafkid, Avish is a KLM, and he does what everybody is going to do. You know, it's interesting. The Gemara says right at the beginning of Masechtas Brachos that a person before he goes to sleep, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekara Adam Kriya Shema Beveis HaKnesses, feels like a long time ago, Mitzvah L'Kroi Se'al Mitase. This is a mitzvah to say Kriya Shema She'al Amita. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Im Talmud Chacham Hu Ein Tzarech. A Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say Kriya Shema She'al Amita. Amar Abaya said, Af Talmud Chacham Yiboy Le'i L'meim Echad Pesuk Ederachmi. Even a Talmud Chacham should say one pasuk. You know which pasuk? Kigoyin? Could be the oimik is because what's the whole Indian of Kriya Shema Shal Amita? It's to be Shemim Ben Amazikin, right? The Balaturim says that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The pasuk it's Maschul B'Shin and it's Nesayim B'Dalid Shema and it ends Echad with a Dalid. Shin Dalid is a Shin Dalid and it's L'Rameis this Indian that Kriya Shema is Shemim Ben Amazikin. But this Indian of the Ilan of the Musa that the Zohar HaKadosh says, the fact that Shina is 1/60th of death, that's something that affects everybody. And the Teretz and the antidote and the Refuah Koidom Lamak is Biyodcha Av Kidruchi Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. And that's this Indian Zokta Baya, even a Talmud Chacham should say this pasuk of Biyodcha Av Kidruchi. Truth is, the Lashon of the Gemara is Kigoyin. Kigoyin biyotcha avkiruchi. Is it kigoyin? Or maybe it's tafka this pasuk. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, Rab David Yoel Weiss, he has a whole arichas, wherever it says kigoyin, is it tafka, lav tafka, he brings from etlcha rishonim, it's not kigoyin. This is the pasuk that you're supposed to say. Biyotcha avkiruchi, padis noise Hashem kalamis. Either way, we rather spoke out this Tzoray Amar, and we didn't read the Zohar HaKadosh inside, but this inyan of this Zohar, when we learn in Masechtas Bava Kamen, at the time, there was a Yid from Yerushalayim, from Meir Sharim, that was at the shir, and he told the Olam after the shir that you should know that this Zohar HaKadosh is quoted by the Ketzoy Sachosh in Siman Dalet, and he said that you should know as a fact, and this is fact-checked, that this is the only place that the Ketzoy Sachosh quotes a Zohar. This one Zohar that the Ketzoy quotes, it's in Siman Dalet. And the context over there is that in Chosh Mishpat Siman Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a very, very long Ramah, talks about the halacha of Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. There's an inyan that sometimes you could be Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. I mean, you could take matters into your own hand. You don't have to wait to sue a person. If you have a hechatimtsa to be made whole because somebody ba'avled you, obviously you have to read the Ramah, that's the fine print, then go through the whole halach and Shulchan Aruch. But there is an inyan of Ovid Inish Dina L'Nafshe. And in that context, so the Ramah talks about, could you be toifis something from somebody? Let's say you're about to go to Bezdin with someone. So you know that there's a good chance that the psak is going to be, okay, we'll leave it the way it is. So you feel, you know what, let me have leverage. Let me go chop the thing, then we'll go to Bez. And when we go to Bez, then I'll be the muchzik. If I'll be the muchzik, I'll be able to keep it. So that's what's going on in that Ramah. And it's very not posh to do. Zok to Ramah, that's all if you want to chop something from somebody else. But let's say you have a pekodin by somebody. You're posh holding on to this guy's zach. So then already to hold on to it and to keep on to it, that's posh zok to Ramah you're allowed to do. On this halacha, says the Ketzos, quote, and he goes through the entire Zohar. And then the Ketzos fears Zohar. V'yesh lo zeh ponim al pi niglo. You should know it has a makor in niglo. V'hu shitas haritva. Based on this Zohar HaKadosh, which has a makor in niklo, it's a ritva in Perek HaKosef, he says he should be Shomer Nashmach. This is something that's brought down in Halacha. The Gedolei HaPoskim brought this Zohar, the one Ketzos that's quoted by the Zohar. By the way, it's a little bit of a misnomer. There's one other Ketzos that the Zohar quotes. It's in the Hakdama. We have a read by it on this, and that Zohar is not only quoted by the Ketzos, but it's the beginning of the Ketzos. Literally, the first paragraph of Ketzos Hachoshen. This is how it starts. The Akdomik Ketzos Kenira has some Sheikhs to Teres Asoy, but I'll Koponim in Sefer Ketzos Achoshen. There's one Zohar Kaddish that's quoted, and that's this Zohar right here. But I'll just tell you one Dover Nifla that comes from the Rishonim, and that is, we say in Davening, V'nemon Ato Lahachi Yos Mesim. What does it mean, V'nemon Ato Lahachi Yos Mesim? I call the Shmaruch who is Nemon Lahachi Yos Mesim. What does that even mean? So the Rishonim say, Yadav Nifla, the Rishonim say, that Kfi HaMavur, that when a person goes to sleep, and it's based on the Zohar that was quoted, and that is, a person takes his neshama, and he gives it as a pekodin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by giving it as a pekodin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like this, you have the confidence, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi, Samemelo Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. So before a person dies, there's an Indian to do the same thing. A person is supposed to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that I understand, nobody lives forever. It's time to pass on. Oh, but we believe it's one of the animamins that is going to be Tchias HaMesnim. And a Yid is supposed to say, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi. Because if you take your neshama and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a guarantee, Padisa Oisi Hashem Kelemes. Because Mamish, this Indian, the Eivishn is a Shoymer Nemon. And that's the Nemon Atal HaHachi Yos Mesim. The Nemon, Rabbe Munasecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shoymer Nemon. If you go through these Zohars, it's the Lashon of Nemon. Nemon, that's the word. It's the Nemon Atal HaHachi Yos Mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy. And there's an Indian for a person to say those words. B'yotcha Afkid Ruchi. The emes is, the fact that you do it before you go to sleep is like a raya that you do it before you die. Because really, this whole inyan of doing things before you go to sleep, you know, there's a Zohar HaKadosh, Reuven Margolis is Mitzayim, this Zohar HaKadosh is Nitzoyt Zohar, Kedarki B'Kodesh, this Zohar is in Parashat Tzav. He says that everything that you do before you go to sleep really mirrors, ready for a goyness, it really mirrors what a person does before he dies. The Zohar says the Zohar like this. There's an idiot to be mezvada, right? Tzadikim said vidui before they went to sleep. So why are you mezvada? Shuv yoy mecha, koidem misasa. You're going to sleep now. Sleep is 1/60th of misa. You say kriyish mashal amita. Zok the Zohar HaKadosh, why? Kidei sheyetzei nishmasei be'echad. Rabbi Akiva was Yotzei Nishmas Be'echad. That's the oimek of Kriya Shema Shalamita. Because when a person goes to sleep, it's 1/60th of Misa. There's an Indian that should be Yotzei Nishmas Be'echad. And that's the oimek of Kriya Shema Shalamita. And there's an Indian of Biyotcha Avked Ruchi. The Biyotcha Avked Ruchi of going to sleep at night is because the Ilan of the Musa. Snavada, Kal V'chayim Be'menoish, Kal V'chayim Misa Atzmai. And that's the Nemanat Lahachias Mason. I found this in the Pirish on Siddur from Rabbeinu Yehuda ben Yaakov, right? The Rebbe ben Yaakov, so in his Pirish, it's printed in the Siddur Teres Chayim. So we say in Moedim, Al Chayenu Hamesurim Biyodecha, Va'al Nishmoisenu Hapkudo Islach. What does it mean? Va'al Nishmoisenu Hapkudo Islach, says the Rebbe ben Yaakov. Dechsev Biyodcha Avkid Ruchi. Zokter Azai. V'yeshoimim, some say that what does it mean? Va'al Nishmoisenu Hapkudo Islach. It's referring to Hanifkodois, it's a Pikodoi. That when a person dies, he takes his neshama and he gives it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pikadin, and it's going to be a pikadin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Chiyas HaMesim. Oyeish loymar, pikadin is b'chol layla ad sheyokitz. But it's mefurish in the Siddur from the Rebbe ben Yaakov that this inyan of biyotcha afkid ruchi is an inyan of padisa is Hashem kelam, is not only every night before you go to sleep, but it's also, that's the inyan of Tchias HaMesim, that a person takes his neshama and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu biyotcha afkid ruchi. Because when you do that, it's padisa is Hashem kelam. I don't know, my hergish just from going through this a little bit was, it's that we're talking about before you go to sleep, we're talking about, you know, before a person's material, but the emes is an inyan to live your whole life like this. For a person to live his life where he understands, I'm not in control, it's biyotcha afkid ruchi. And if a person can do that and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I understand that you put me on this world for a tachlis, but at the same time you're in control and really you're my shomer. You're my shomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shomer Yisrael. And I'm a pekodin by you. I have to do what I have to do. Oh, but there's a hergish of biyotcha avkid ruchi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel emes. And that comes with a haftocha patis oisi. And what's the oimik of the haftocha? It doesn't matter if I owe you money from somewhere else. All these cheshbonos don't matter. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel emes. And if a person gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pekodin, this haftocha of patis oisi Hashem, kel emes.